Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
D-Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Joining us on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, Teron Davenport. Teron, I know
can we just get it out of the way before
go
we
ahead,
get to football?
Willie, go ahead.
The polar bear is back, TD. I got my Mets hat on for you today. It's on. It's on in Flushing this summer. We are ready. Now we have the squad complete.
On.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. No, the roster is not complete.
Both of y'all are going to be doing the same thing y'all did.
Get another pitcher.
Okay, okay. Yeah, there's always a little piece we got to tweak a little bit. Everybody's cringing and eye-rolling in here, TD, but I just wanted to get out of the way
early. Both of y'all going to be crying at the end of the season. Man.
Not this year.
Sound like Cowboy fans.
Teron, I know you're a Philadelphia guy. Have you checked in with your loved ones today?
Yeah, no, my baby brother, he was texting me all night, you know, saying how crazy it was downtown. He was down there on Broad Street, and then he was over on Market Street, and some crazy person stood on top of the street sign at 16th and Market, and yeah, it's nuts. And it was just, he said he couldn't move. It was just like shoulder to shoulder, fireworks going off. And his joker, he texts me like 4 in the morning saying the Amber Alerts are going off. The Amber Alerts telling them to disperse, not a child missing, but telling them to disperse, you know. So
please
I
go
woke
home.
Up and saw that. I said, yeah.
You don't have to go,
brothers down there,
but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Is what Philadelphia was telling all of its citizens. But as you watched that game last night, Teron, one thing we've already talked about it, a lot of people are going to talk about it, lessons that can be learned from the Philadelphia Eagles, lessons that other teams can take as they try to replicate what the Eagles have done. I know it's more complicated than this, but what's the number one lesson that teams should take away from the Eagles' ascent to Super Bowl champion?
Well, I think it should be the importance of impacting the quarterback. You know, and you saw the way Josh Sweat, you know, Jalen Carter, even Davis, I mean, Nolan Smith, like they just were going. Brandon Graham came back after missing all those games, and he was an impactful player. And you just saw like how hitting Patrick Mahomes early, it just started to get to him, and it was almost like he was seeing ghosts. Like you look at the one where he scrambled to his right and he threw it, you know, back across his body a little bit, and Cooper DeJean picked it off. He was rattled, you know, and it's proof that even if you're the greatest quarterback, you could still be impacted. And it's funny because last night kind of reminded me of the, you know, some of the downfall of that app called X, because like I posted that, hey, this game is showing you how important it is to affect the quarterback. And I'm like, well, it's not the most important thing. It's one of them. I got hundreds of responses. Well, the Titans sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. I'm not saying that it's the end-all, be-all, but it's a big part of what you need. You know what I mean? So it's just funny how people always pit one concept against another and act like two things can't coexist.
Jalen Hurts. What I love about Jalen Hurts is, you know, he's an incredibly talented quarterback. Maybe he's not the best at all of the things that quarterback, like he may not be the most accurate. He may not be the best runner, but he does things incredibly well. He's got a great supporting cast around him. What does this Super Bowl championship do for the narrative that surrounds Jalen Hurts?
Well, people will still find ways to detract from what he was able to do, but I mean, I didn't check the final stats, but I think it was like 260, 270 he passed for. He had an early play that was a big-time one to throw to Jahan Dotson to set up the first touchdown. He played really well. And I think the thing is, we're so locked into the fantasy football aspect to where you expect the guy, he has to pass for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then it's an impressive win. the fact of the matter, and this is why I love Seth Joyner, the former Eagles linebacker and Cardinals linebacker as well, because he always would say this about Jalen Hurts. He said, you know, he doesn't do it from a stylistic standpoint, but what he does is consistently enough for the team to win. And if your team is winning with him playing like that, why is there an issue? You know, and I think that's something that you see over and over again.
Now, Teron, in saying that, because it tempts teams to sometimes, because they're trying to reach for these elite quarterbacks, and we understand that there are only, you know, a handful of them in the league, and everybody else is sort of, you know, there's a good drop off after that. But sometimes you try to, you know, you get into this mold of, I got to find that guy. When in actuality, no, you really don't have to find that guy. You just need to find a guy for your system that can run it the way you need him to run it. And then, you know, sort of build around him. Do you think that, like Adam said, do you think that game could have affected possibly what Tennessee is thinking entering the draft? Or is it just as simple as, hey, listen, every NFL team thinks that. Build through the draft, and hopefully we can develop these players, because if you develop the players, that means you're not spending out as much early on for them. So we could say every team think that way, but there are only a few teams, Eagles included, that really hold true to that.
Yeah, and they execute it. And
exactly.
I think, you know, when you look at Howie Roseman, right, everybody had all this talk, hey, you don't pay a running back. Paying a running back. Right, the Giants themselves, they said you can't win paying a quarterback $40 million and a running back $10 million. Well, guess what? They just did it, and they were paying a running back $14 million. So I really respect the way Howie Roseman has, you know, taken on the general concepts, right? You build in the trenches. You want to get playmakers, so on and so forth. But he also has bucked kind of the Mekhi Becton is a bust. Well, no. We see what he does well. I know I got this guy, Jeff Stoutland, here that's going to put him in a really good place. And look at what the offensive line became. So, yeah, I mean, I think it gives an example of other teams and how to look at things. But, I mean, if you want to talk about the Titans, you know, one of the things Michael Gonzi talked to at the Senior Bowl, he said specifically, you build from the trenches. You build from the inside out. So I would imagine they're going to look to address that. Now, does that mean you use your top currency, the number one pick on it? No, but, I mean, you can build from the trenches. Trey Smith would be a free agent. Josh Smith would be a free agent. So you could – You could do it that way.
So building this team, you see, in a way, based upon what you've discussed with Mike Borgonzi, obviously we understand that building through the draft, but then going out because if you don't believe that a quarterback in this draft is worthy of being picked in the top 10, then obviously you want to move out of that space. But him sort of knowing that and trying to put this team together, do they – it's almost in a sense of what do you believe the Titans will do, or what are you hearing based upon, you know, the last couple of weeks in regards to that?
Yeah, so here's the thing. It's so early, right? And they've only met with Shador. That's the only one of the top four prospects that they've met with, right? I will say, you know, from talking to them after meeting with Shador, they really love his personality, his maturity. The lights aren't too big. They believe he's someone that does have or has started to show them the ability to be a franchise leader, right? But, you know, you still got to meet with Cam Ward. You still got to meet with Abdul Carter. You still got to meet with Travis Hunter as well. And then it comes down to looking at your board horizontally, right? You know, is the number one quarterback a better franchise changer than the number one pass rusher in Abdul Carter? And that's what they have to see. And I don't think they've really gotten to that point to where they can make that decision. And then, oh, by the way, you got the trade back option too. So it's just too much right now to be able to say, hey, they're leaning this way or that way.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, one of the things I watch when I watch the Eagles is their offensive line, their defensive line, so solid. What can you give us in terms of what you – I know you don't follow them as closely as you did years ago, but how did they build that? Like, that to me is something that won't get headlines. Everybody needs to know who's your quarterback and who are your wide receivers, all of those things. But the foundation, they're so solid up front. on the line of scrimmage? How did they build that?
Well, I mean, they've drafted well. And I think Howie Roseman has shown the willingness to make a deal when somebody's on the board. He's going to go get them, you know. So you do have that. And then you look at sort of offensive line. I mean, I remember 2017, you know, they drafted Jordan Mailata. And this dude never even put on a football helmet before, right? So they drafted him and developed him. You know, Lane Johnson, a fifth overall pick. Landon Dickerson, a high pick. You know, they built through the draft. And then you look at that D-line. I mean, they just said, hey, we're just going to bring in the Georgia dudes. You know what I mean? And that's what they did, all with high draft picks. And I think that's really the way they did it, is investing in it, investing money. I mean, and also, you know, retaining. Brandon Graham, you know, he's played for quite some time. And so that's another one. And they drafted Josh Sweat, you know, what, third round, I believe it was. So it was really just doing exactly what, you know, the draft, develop, retain thing that Chad Brinker has, you know, introduced as the new Titans motto.
Boy, that's Sweat. I noticed him so many times in the game, and I'm thinking he had to be. Like, I didn't know much of his background. It surprises me to know that he was not a first-round pick. He just
he had a serious injury. So that hurt him, a knee injury.
He's got a first-round body. Wouldn't you say he's got the perfect edge rush type of body and quickness off the ball? That was really something to watch him. And at the same time, Teron, was it surprising to you how hard it was for the Chiefs to protect Mahomes? I've seen their offensive line struggle. It was interesting reading about the decisions they made, but it kind of reminded us of some Titans games where they just couldn't run their offense very well.
But you got to understand, Houston put a lot of pressure on them too.
Yeah, I definitely think they've overcome it, right? But they've always had ways to manage it. Like yesterday, they couldn't function.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me, honestly, because I talked to Brandon Graham on Wednesday, and he was telling me how good their practice was and how dialed in they were. And he was like, man, and I told him, man, I need y'all to bring it home for my mom, you know. And he said, well, God willing, if it's God's plan. But, man, we had the best practice and the most dialed in practice, and he was confident. So, I mean, it's all about, and that's what Mike Vrabel used to always say. He said, you know, you build momentum throughout the week leading into the game, and that's what they did.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, joining us on D-Mace, Vangen, and Donick. Actually, Teron, before we let you go, we haven't talked about this at all on the program yet. Thoughts on the halftime show? Because I've seen a lot of mixed reviews on Kendrick Lamar's performance.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, you got to understand everything isn't for everybody, right? And if it's not for you, that's fine, but that doesn't make it the worst ever. You know, U2, they gave a halftime performance, and, you know, obviously that wasn't for me, but I was like, hey, you know, it's actually pretty cool. You know what I mean? So I think it comes down to understanding that every time something happens, it's not done specifically to impress you. I think he did a solid job. I would like to have seen him do some other songs instead of focusing it on Drake. But, I mean, he had a specific mission in place, and I guess he accomplished that mission.
Teron Davenport, make sure your loved ones in Philadelphia are safe today after last night's celebration.
Parade's on Friday, man. So
they got to recover. They have to get ready for that parade.
Yeah.
TD, great stuff. Thanks, friend.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Teron Davenport joining us on the program. Quick thought on the halftime show. I think we can all agree that the worst halftime show by far. Remember when Maroon 5 did the halftime show about 5-6 years ago? That was terrible.
So, but you got to realize, I can go back to when the halftime show was just
up,
like,
with people.
Well, that was one for all those years. They had some other ones. They're just like, it just wasn't what you wanted to watch. Yeah. Like why would anybody watch? Just like filling time is all it was. It's a bunch of people on the field. So it's relative, right? And like Teron said, it just all depends on, do you like the artist? Yeah. Are you interested in him? I thought it was fine. I enjoyed it. It wouldn't be at the top of my list, but it all depends on your musical interests and your age and your.
It depends on what you were going in looking for. If you were looking for a bunch of like flash and dance and all this other stuff, all this crazy move like they have done in recent Super Bowl fireworks going off and stuff, then okay. This wasn't your. Or if you were looking to be able to sing with every song, This wasn't.
That's probably not.
This was. If you just know anything about the music, this was art. That's all it was. It was. If you watched it, whether you like Kendrick Lamar or don't, that's neither here nor there. But if you just watch it, it was complete art. When art. He's an artist. He don't consider himself. Because it's like, what I do is an art. You know, hip-hop, when sure. It was brought into the world, it was an art. You know, it was battle. And now it's become something else, and I get it. But he took it back to its purest form. That's what he did. And he had messages throughout the whole thing. Some was directed at Drake. We all know. But there were other messages directed at us as Americans.
Right.
You know, so... And it may have pissed somebody off, may have pissed some people off. But like Teron said, everything ain't for everybody. You know, just because you it may not be for you doesn't mean it was horrible. It was art. He's an artist. And if you are just looking at it from an artistic standpoint, like my daughter is a fashion person, artsy person. She looked at it and she doesn't like Kendrick Lamar at all. She's Drake 100%. She was like, wow, that is what they're doing is artful. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on how you look at it.
And then Serena Williams hit him with the crip walk.
Exactly.
So Serena Williams and Drake, there's something there right. too, it, I think.
Right? This was my question. Mm-hmm. I only became aware of the Drake Kendrick Lamar thing.
Uh-huh.
I was probably pretty late to the party on yeah. that compared to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But what's funny is like when you have that broad of an audience for the Super Bowl, right? You have people watching the Super Bowl, and that might be the only football game they yeah. watch the whole year. I wonder what percentage of the people watching mm-hmm. had any awareness at all of the Drake thing. Like, if you're into that, you knew everything about that. You, yeah. You're like, oh, what's he going to do? But other people are like, who is this guy?
I think if you enjoy...
Who's Drake? Yeah. You know, like, they don't even know. Like, it's because it's that many people
exactly.
watching. The guy from Degrassi?
I think if you enjoy... Like
you mean the college
music,
Drake?
And you follow. You don't even have to really follow it, but if you enjoy music, sometimes that is pure, just purest form, then you will know about a Drake or a Kendrick Lamar sort of back and forth they've been going through. Just like I'm sure there are artists, you know, that back in the days that had a thing for another. You know, they just didn't like that other artist, and you knew it. But that's because you enjoyed music. Like, that was a big part of your world. Now, if it's not a big part of your world, especially that genre of music, then, yeah, you're not going to know too much about it. You may have heard it, but you're like, oh, that's Kendrick Lamar? Or that's Drake? Okay.
615-737-1025. There's another aspect of the Super Bowl broadcast that is getting mixed reviews. We'll discuss that next. Willie Dunick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The Game.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.